KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's clear and 57 degrees in Atlantic at 7:07. We look forward to be partly sunny today with a chance for isolated showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon, a high of 83. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland, solving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years. In the news, police in Atlantic say two people were injured when a Swita bus and a passenger car collided Wednesday afternoon at the intersection of 7th and Laurel Streets. The crash was reported just after 3:45 p.m. Officials say the Swita bus was southbound on Laurel and had stopped at the stop sign, but did not fully yield to an eastbound car. Vehicles collided in the middle of the intersection. The driver of the car and a passenger on the bus were transported to the Cass County Hospital with injuries that were not believed to be life-threatening. The names of the drivers and victims will likely be released later this morning. News time is now 7:08.
See Dan's Welding Service for all your welding needs. Dan's Welding Service has been in business for 27 years and has the experience and equipment to tackle all of your general welding and fabrication applications, even plasma cutting and on-site welding. Dan's Welding can repair most manifolds and casting using the Ute alloy system, a nickel-based alloy with properties which makes it ideal for protective coating, joining, and cladding applications on a variety of base metals, including steels, cast irons, and nickel alloys. Dan's Welding also handles a variety of machine work using a vertical mill and lathe. Dan's Welding in Cumberland also stocks major bearings and most of your bolt and chain needs, as well as custom Gates hydraulic hoses from a quarter inch to one inch six wire hose. Dan's Welding Service can save your expensive combine tires with a headstock roller. Call and ask for details. See Dan Anstey at Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland for all your welding jobs. 712-774-2215. Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland, solving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years.
County recorders here in western Iowa are warning residents to be cautious about a piece of mail asking about a copy of your deed and property assessment. The Daily Nonpareil reports an elderly woman approached the Pottawatomie County Recorder's office on Wednesday with a letter from a firm offering to provide the lady with her deed records and a property assessment profile for $83. Recorder John Scortino says the woman recently had her property deed recorded with his office, and it wasn't the first time someone approached his office with a similar letter in recent weeks. Attorney Steve Roseman told the paper he received a letter from a company called Record Transfer Services out of Westlake Village, California. In the letter, the company recommends that all Iowa homeowners obtain a copy of their current grant deed and property assessment profile. Roseman said the offer appears to be legal since there are disclaimers in the letter that stipulate you are under no obligation to pay the amount stated unless you accept the offer. Sortino was able to download on his office website the grant deed information the company claimed it could provide in 21 days, and it was free. He urges anyone who receives the letter to simply throw it away. If you have any questions, a copy of your property deed can be obtained at your local recorder's office for a small fee, usually just a couple of dollars. Officials of the Red Oak Police Department report one of their cruisers was damaged Wednesday morning when an officer went to investigate a suspicious person. Authorities say at around 4:40 a.m., officers Zach Ward and Brandon Allen were on a routine patrol in the area of the Red Oak City Maintenance Yard when they observed a man walking north in a grassy area immediately north of the A Street entrance to the maintenance yard. Officer Allen, who was operating the 2014 Dodge Charger patrol vehicle, turned the car north onto the grassy area and began to head toward the subject when the vehicle hit a low fire hydrant and causing the undercarriage damage to the car. The male subject took off running toward a creek and a tree line. He was pursued on foot by Officer Ward but was not to be found. An item believed to have been dropped by the man was recovered at the scene. A dollar amount of the damage to the vehicle was not immediately available. The Harlan Police Department has released a report of their most recent arrests and incidents. An official say on Tuesday, 45-year-old Stephen Weber of Harlan was arrested when it was reported that he had violated a no-contact order that was in place between him and a woman from Harlan. Weber was taken to the Shelby County Jail where he was charged with the violation. On Monday, 54-year-old Christopher Matheson of Council Bluffs was arrested following a traffic stop. Matheson was also wanted on an active Shelby County warrant from October of last year for operating a motor vehicle without the owner's consent. Matheson was brought to the Shelby County Jail and charged with driving under suspension. Last Saturday, charges of harassment were filed in Harlan against 19-year-old Dakota Grote of Harlan when it was reported to officers that he had been sending harassing texts to a woman in Elkhorn after paperwork on file had been sent to him instructing to have no further contact with the woman. And on July the 10th, 49-year-old Randall Hess and 46-year-old Patsy Newsom, both of Harlan, were arrested when officers were called to a disturbance of the Westwich Acres trailer court. Newsom was brought to the Shelby County Jail while Hess was allowed to go before the magistrate and later released on his own recognizance. Both were charged with domestic abuse assault. KJAN News Time is 7:12.
See Dan's Welding Service for all your welding needs. Dan's Welding Service has been in business for 27 years and has the experience and equipment to tackle all of your general welding and fabrication applications, even plasma cutting and on-site welding. Dan's Welding can repair most manifolds and casting using the Ute alloy system, a nickel-based alloy with properties which makes it ideal for protective coating, joining, and cladding applications on a variety of base metals, including steels, cast irons, and nickel alloys. Dan's Welding also handles a variety of machine work using a vertical mill and lathe. Dan's Welding in Cumberland also stocks major bearings and most of your bolt and chain needs, as well as custom Gates hydraulic hoses from a quarter inch to one inch six wire hose. Dan's Welding Service can save your expensive combine tires with a headstock roller. Call and ask for details. See Dan Anstey at Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland for all your welding jobs. 712-774-2215. Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland, solving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years.
In our funeral announcements, Thelma Grandia, age 91, of Oskaloosa and formerly of Anita, died Tuesday at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. Funeral services for Thelma Grandia will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Oskaloosa. Bates Funeral Chapel in Oskaloosa has the arrangements. Herman Maxson, age 94, of Stewart and formerly of Redfield, died Tuesday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Memorial services for Herman Maxson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Bear Creek Friends Church near Redfield. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Esther Nymella, age 98, of Panora, died Sunday at Panora Nursing and Rehab Center. Graveside services for Esther Nymella will be Saturday at 3:30 at the Pleasant Center Cemetery near Yale. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. And June Anderson, age 58, of Waverly and formerly of Atlantic, died Monday. Cremation has taken place and no funeral service is planned for June Anderson. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland. Call Dan Anstey today for all of your welding and fabrication needs. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.